Listen, Orson Bean's last interview with Breitbart News. By Jerome Hudson on February 8, 2020. We lost a member of the Breitbart family last night. Legendary actor-comedian Orson Bean, father-in-law of the late Andrew Breitbart. In 2018, Bean joined Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe for a wide-ranging, hour-long interview. Bean and Marlowe discussed how students soaking up leftist indoctrination on college campuses today will become the CEOs and the mayors of cities and governors and, ultimately, presidents, and Bean warned how Hollywood communists blacklisting conservatives and non-communists in the 1950s, which Bean suffered under and survived, pales in comparison to what the kind of censorship now being imposed by tech companies and megacorporations. In the 50s, there was the blacklist, the Hollywood 10. There was something that preceded it, that to my knowledge has never been written about, which was a group of communists in the film industry who were directors, screenwriters, or producers who would only use fellow communists or actors who they hoped they could persuade to become communists in their movies, said Bean. And there was a lot of bitterness on the part of right-wing actors that they were blacked out of a lot of these movies, and this preceded the left-wing blacklist that happened. Because there were these communist directors who were blacklisting not just right-wingers, but non-communists, and out of this came this rage on the part of the right. And they began calling everyone who didn't agree with them a communist. Having appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson some 200 times, and even hosting the late-night TV show dozens of times, Orson Bean bemoaned the politically charged and divisive subject matter that encompasses so much of contemporary TV shows. TV used to bring people together in the days of Kunta Kinte and Roots, Bean said, pining for a time past. Now it's separating people. Even in sports, if there should be one place where you should forget politics, forget whether you're liberal or conservative, whether you hate Trump or love him, it should be the ball game. Instead, they have to rear the ugly head of politics into and by kneeling instead of standing. So it's all changed, and not for the better. Listen below. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.